We're going to start the program again in Florida tonight. At least 80 people have died in Florida due to Hurricane Ian, according to the official estimate, and search and rescue crews are still going house to house in the hardest hit areas. And no place suffered more damage in the storm than the island of Fort Myers Beach. One official has estimated that 80% of the structures will have to be rebuilt. Ian battered the barrier island with a 12-foot storm surge and winds near 150 miles per hour. The bridge to the island was damaged in the storm and has now been closed. NPR's Greg Allen reports residents who evacuated and were briefly able to return to their homes are stunned by how little remains.
I met Susan and Jim Helton in Fort Myers at a hotel where they're staying. There's no power or water, but they say they were lucky to get a room here after their home was demolished in the storm. Jim Helton says it was Ian's storm surge that did the damage.
And with that boat in the house.
There was a boat in your house?
Yes. Sure was. Still is.
Still is. It remains.
And it will probably be there for 6 months or a year because so many places have been hit.
They don't know whose boat it is. Their home is on the Back Bay, part of a boating community that's now been destroyed. They left the island before the storm and stayed with a friend. The next day, Jim returned, fearful about what he might find. He says he tried to stay positive, but when he saw the boat inside his house and the damage done by the surge, his heart sank.
It's hard to get in there because the couches and everything floated up, all mixed together.
And the washing machine.
Yeah, even the washing machine.
Yeah.
Floated.
Oh, I guess.
And books, all my books.
Water.
Helton has been in Florida more than 40 years, built a successful business on Captiva, another nearby island devastated by the storm. He's 84, long since retired, and now is not sure what to do next.
And we were going to sell this winter. I got over there today, and there's a note by the coffee machine. Call the sales lady. And that hurt. And I'm hanging in. I'm fighting depression.
Absolutely.
I could cry right now, but I'm not.
Throughout Southwest Florida, there are tens of thousands of people displaced by Hurricane Ian with stories like the Heltons. In some communities, homes spared in the storm are now flooding from rain-swollen rivers. Some 10,000 people remain in shelters. A catastrophe modeling company estimates that insured losses will be over $60 billion, and total damages may exceed $100 billion. If those numbers hold up, Ian would be the fourth costliest hurricane in U.S. history. On Fort Myers Beach, Jim believes it will be at least a decade before the island community is rebuilt. He doesn't expect to be around to see it. In the meantime, he and his wife are thinking about Texas.
Well, I got a son over there, and he doesn't like Florida. He says,
neither do I very much today. Just saying.
Susan Helton has experienced trauma before. She's a former New Yorker and was in Manhattan on 9/11.
I thought, you know, you gave me one disaster, don't push it. But guess what? A higher power came in and said, go ahead, press that button one more time and see if you can take it.
Jim says he's also thought about God, the challenge he's been given, and whether he's still up to it.
I had a good life. And he threw me this curve, handle it. Yeah, I'm alive. We'll see what happens tomorrow, because I'm just about out of gas.
The Heltons say they're staying in Florida just until they're able to make the necessary connections with FEMA and their insurance company. They say they'll dispose of a property they loved, but which, like so much else on Fort Myers Beach, is now gone forever. Greg Allen, NPR News, Fort Myers.